Brian Ryder here for CJLO 1690 AM. WWE returns to the Bell Center this Saturday, August 5th, for the SummerSlam heat-weighted tour. Montreal's own WWE superstar Sami Zayn joins me now. Sami, welcome home.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. What do you miss most about Montreal when you're on the road?
Well, I don't miss it too much because I'm spending a lot of my time in Montreal. I sort of split my time between Orlando, Florida, where the WWE Performance Center is, and Montreal, because Montreal, you know, has always been home, will always be home. And so I kind of bounce back and forth, and I've spent most of the summer there. So there's not a whole lot to miss about it because I'm there every week. So, you know.
So do you spend a lot of your time at the Performance Center itself?
When I'm in Florida, not really. Like, it's convenient to have it there if I do need anything, because or if I need to train for anything or use their gym or go in there just for, you know, some rehab. They have it's a world class facility, so I have access to everything there. But generally speaking, though, my off days, I'm pretty much just trying to relax, you know.
That's good. So last time you were performing in Montreal at the Bell Center, it was a very emotional main event against your longtime rival Kevin Owens. Take us back to that night.
Yeah, it was special for just a number of reasons. I had a lot of people there, a lot of special people in the crowd that night. And, you know, it was very, very symbolic as well to wrestle Kevin in the main event of the Bell Center. Is a pretty big deal, knowing where Kevin and I both started, you know, in the sort of, you know, small, really, really small crowds in the Montreal and the suburban Montreal sort of scene. To come all the way in main event the Bell Center, it's literally a dream come true, especially in a, you know, it was a Montreal street fight, anything goes. And I think that's where Kevin and I kind of really excel, especially when, you know, when the chains are off a little bit, we can really go and really have some pretty exciting matches. So it was a really, really fond memory for me, not only in my WWE run or my WWE career, but in my entire wrestling career. It was one of the more special matches for me. So honestly, every time I come to the Bell Center, I leave with a new, you know, sort of core memory. So, you know, hopefully this Saturday will be more of the same.
And then the post-show, I guess, embrace between you and Owens. What did you say exactly? Did you say you still hate him or something like that? What did you say again?
Well, I was just saying that, you know, he was about to leave, and I just grabbed the microphone. I said, listen, you know, we've been fighting each other for years, but at the end of the day, you know, the main event of this Montreal show was two Montreal boys, and we just tore the house down. And for that, you know, like, there's a certain amount of respect there. No matter how much we fight and how much we hate each other, there's still a certain amount of respect there. And of course, Kevin, being Kevin, of course, just said, I hate you, and left. So
that's what happened.
Whatever.
It was a great moment for a WWE live event in Montreal, and you're coming back this Saturday, August 5th, at the Bell Center once again, this time getting a WWE championship match against Jinder Mahal.
Yep, should be a good one. I mean, Jinder is another Canadian from the West Coast there that, you know, I think he's a pretty inspirational success story, because he's a guy that no one would have pegged a year ago to be the world champion, and he's worked really hard to be in the position he's in. So, again, I give him a certain amount of respect too, you know. But at the end of the day, you're in Montreal, you're in my city, in front of my people, you know, we're going to go.
AJ Styles recently won the United States Championship at Madison Square Garden. Can you possibly become WWE champion in front of your hometown crowd Saturday night?
I mean, that would really be a dream come true. And I think that's special. I like seeing things like that. I like seeing the titles change hands on a live event like that. I think that's really special. I'd like to see that kind of stuff happen more, honestly. And so that really would be a dream to win the world championship, win any title for that matter in Montreal. It would just add to the list of special memories in that building.
Do you enjoy being the perennial underdog? It's like you're always the guy that people don't expect to win, but then, like you did at Battleground, you got the victory over Mike Kanellis. Could happen anytime.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a double-edged sword, that underdog thing, because I think, you know, you don't want to sell yourself short. I think at a certain time, I viewed it as if the deck was kind of stacked against me, especially when I first signed with WWE about 5 years ago now. The landscape was very different. And I think certainly back then I would have viewed myself a bit more as an underdog, considering my background and everything else. But nowadays, the WWE is filled with guys that I've come up with, you know, and traveled the roads with. So I don't really view myself in that light anymore, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's still, you know, it's still a good story, I guess. So.
Ryan Ryder talking with WWE superstar Sami Zayn. So who from NXT would you like to see brought up to the main roster?
Well, I think Bobby Roode's been doing pretty well, and I think it's just a matter of time. He's kind of been carrying the ball there for a little while now, so I wouldn't be surprised to see another Canadian come up with us pretty soon.
Canadians taking over the company.
Huh.
Nakamura is someone that you faced off in NXT. Is he someone that you'd like to wrestle against on SmackDown?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a matter of time. Again, when you work at WWE, eventually you cross paths with everybody, you know, so... It's only a matter of time before Shinsuke and myself, our paths cross again. And I don't know if it'll really recapture the magic of that one night, because it's very hard to catch lightning in a bottle like that, you know. And that's we had an NXT, a takeover Dallas was pretty special. But, you know, time will have to tell, I guess.
SummerSlam's coming up in just a few weeks on the WWE Network, August the 20th. Any match possibilities right now for you?
I truly don't know. I can't give you an answer on that. I don't know. That's out of my hands, unfortunately.
Okay. What surprised you the most about being a WWE superstar?
Well, I got to be honest. As of late, I've really kind of realized the sort of reach that we have. And for me personally, I mean, this kind of goes into my personal life here a little bit, but also my professional life, because so recently I launched a fundraising campaign called Sami for Syria. And you can check it out at SammyForSyria.com. The long story short here is I basically partnered with this humanitarian group, a medical group called Syrian American Medical Society. And we're working together to launch a mobile clinic in Syria to help people who don't have access to healthcare over in Syria. And that's not an opportunity that I think I really would have had, you know, 5 years ago or before coming to the WWE. So I'm very grateful for the platform that WWE gives me at this point in my life to be able to do something positive or to be, you know, socially conscious or to maybe make a difference in the world that I live in, you know, because the issue with Syria is obviously very personal to me, being Syrian, you know, Syrian Canadian and everything else. So now having that platform to be able to actually do something positive and to help the people that are over there, I'm very, very grateful for that. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, both in person and as a WWE superstar.
Where can people go to get more information about Sami Zayn for Syria?
Just to donate or to see what's going on, you can just go to SammyForSyria.com.
All right, SammyForSyria.com. There's another fellow who used to wrestle in the Montreal and surrounding area named El Generico. Any chance that he would ever come to WWE?
Well, I've heard a lot about him, and that's, again, not something I really have any control over, but I'm sure a lot of the fans would like to see that. But, again, something that's totally out of my hands.
Talking with Sami Zayn, Ryan Ryder here. What can SmackDown do right now to differentiate itself from the Raw brand?
Well, I think there's a bit of a difference just inherently between the two-hour show and the three-hour show. I think that's one of the big differences right there. And honestly, a lot of it does just come down to the rosters being different. You know, I think you're going to get a very different vibe from seeing, you know, myself and Kevin Owens and AJ Styles and Randy Orton and John Cena than when you see, you know, Roman Reigns or Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins. And that those are very different characters with very different vibes. So I really think the vibe just comes down to the characters. And, of course, you know, there's the creative aspect that, again, I have no control over. So I don't bother thinking about that, but I just think that the characters really are what make the big difference.
Sami, what are your thoughts on Brock Lesnar potentially returning to UFC?
I don't know. I don't really have many thoughts about it. It doesn't really affect me in any way.
Okay. So Sami Zayn's coming back to Montreal to perform Saturday night at the Bell Center against WWE champion Jinder Mahal. Sami, anything else to say about this event Saturday night and once again performing in front of your hometown crowd?
No, just please, you know, I can't wait to see everybody there. Please come out. Please bring your friends. Let's just have a good time. I'm really looking forward to one thing I take a lot of pride in right now is, you know, between myself and Kevin Owens being two Montreal boys doing well in the WWE. It's just, you know, making Montreal a great WWE town again and filling that Bell Center up and constantly having kick-ass shows. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Saturday is just another great show. And I'm still hoping to have Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens headline a WrestleMania one day.
Well, my fingers are crossed for that one, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sami.